Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg at Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Rose Pest Solutions, Joe Cotton Ford, Attorney Stephen A. Leahy, and Next Door and Window. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. My name is David Hochberg. I'm the host of the show. On today's show, as I mentioned previously, Stephen A. Leahy from Open Tax Resolution. We have Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window and MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you with all of your real estate needs, challenges, questions, concern. Coming up at noon, the Team Hochberg First Responder Spotlight, Kendall County Sheriff Dwight Baird and Newark County Country Kitchen is going to be spotlighted at noon. But first, we start every show with Elwood Bunny. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. The phones are driven by you, the listeners. The show is driven by you, the listeners. The text line, the photo line is driven by you, the listeners. So we want you to participate in our show by calling on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You could also go to WGNDavid.com to listen live, on air, streaming, if you will. And you could go to WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook to watch us on Facebook and to place your comments and concerns and hopefully no complaints. But if you've got a problem with us, you could go there too. 312-981-7200. Do you have Stephen A. Leahy's walk-up song ready? Are you ready? Okay, well, Stephen A. Leahy from Open Tax Resolution. How are you, Stephen?
I'm just great, David. Do I have a walk-up song?
You always have a walk-up song.
Lady Love.
No.
I know which one it is.
Which one?
Is that the one you play in the car when I'm walking up?
Well, as I pull up to pick Steve, because we drive down, Joe, as you know.
Yeah.
Steve lives up in Bannockburn.
I'm always
out.
Surprised what you have on your radio.
Well, yeah. Well, I scan, and it feels the vibe of the person that I'm picking up. I'm kind of like an Uber driver. I'm kind of like Steve's Uber driver. He never gives me any ratings or tips me, but because he's a cheap bastard. But that's another story. And as I'm pulling into the Mariano's to pick him up, this is what's playing. Go ahead, Jake.
You got me thinking that I'm wasting my time. Don't bring me down. No, not at all.
Which I felt is appropriate.
Wasting his time.
Bruce.
To this radio show.
Yeah, wasting his time. Don't bring me down. Right. So I swear to God, as I'm pulling
wasting
in.
Wasting your time on this radio show,
no,
Steve.
Right. You're right. Don't bring us down or waste my time on this radio show. So there's no pressure. And plus, I don't know if you noticed, but we got to have Steve sign a disclaimer. Because I've got this thing growing out of my neck that, like, I don't know what it is. I haven't had a pimple this large since, like, I'm 16. And it might go at any time, Steve. And it's directed.
I'm in line.
And you're in the line of fire. I don't know what's growing there, but it's getting larger. I can feel it, the pressure. So if it happens to go and it comes your way, you're wearing a nice tie. I got a great dry cleaner.
Justin, what do you think? This is supposed to be theater of the mind. What's in your mind right now that David described as pimple
explosion? I think you should go over and pop it right now, Joe.
I think we should cauterize it. 312-981-7200. What are you going to be talking about, Mr. A. Leahy? I heard a rumor that the IRS is doubling its size of audit agents.
You know,
that's true.
This wasn't something I was going to talk about, but I am going to talk about that because this is a newer, it's news. And you know, I think they've been setting us up for this for months. So we were talking about this on the way down, Dave, in that for months they've been telling us about the cryptocurrency cheaters. You know, there are all these millionaires out there and they're cheating us with the IRS. They're not paying their fair share. And they now they're talking about what they call the tax gap. And the tax gap is the difference between what the IRS thinks they should collect and what they actually collect. And we have about an 85% rate where people pay their taxes on time and pay on time. And I always tell people, it's not because we're great patriots, right? But people do it because they're afraid of the IRS. And now the IRS is going to get more, much more aggressive and mean because they're going to double the size and they have to pay for all of this. And who are they going to go after? People who are in business for themselves. These are the people that are going to be. They're using the cryptocurrency as a as an excuse. They're going to put $8 billion more into the IRS. Kind of an amazing number. And they're going to double the size, the number of agents out there collecting. And so that if you're in business for yourself, what you have to do in the next, you know, before the next tax
next year, 12 months.
Yes. You have to structure yourself properly because I have one of the who pays the most taxes in our society? Self-employed people. They yeah. pay the most because they don't structure their companies right. Right. If you're a sole proprietor and all your taxes are on your personal tax return, what they call a Schedule C, where this is where you get your deductions and everything. I can't tell you how many clients of mine, they're in business for themselves and then they get audited and the IRS won't allow them any business deductions. It's like, well, wait a minute. These are legitimate deductions, but they don't care. You know, it's like, you know, it's on your personal tax return, and they're very hot. And those are the red flags that come up. Now, if you put it on a different tax return, a business tax return, they wouldn't be scrutinized at all, right? But because they're on your personal tax return.
So, for all you young broadcasters out there, that wasn't a tease. That was an entire segment that Steve just did. Yeah. That we'll get to again when Steve talks a little later in the show. He's all fired.
I thought amazing. I was first on.
No, well, we haven't gone around and introduced everybody yet. Sorry. It's Steve.
Actually, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Most times when a lawyer talks that much, it would cost you like $500.
$750.
$750.
Right. What are you thinking? You deal with kids?
Are we paying him?
I've been driving him down for 5 years.
For free.
You think he'd throw me a 20 for some gas, right? I mean, like, hey, let me get this, right? We pull over to get a coffee at McDonald's. Hey, you know, I got this. It's like flippers.
I got short arms.
He's got, it's like flippers there. It's like, I can't reach my pockets. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
312-664-6649, but go to chicagotaxteam.com.
But we're going to dive deeper into this.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. We got another
2 hours.
Is it going to be as much fun as we just had?
It's going to be better.
He gets more animated. He brings out slides and whiteboards. 312-981-7200. Justin, you had a call from a lady that listens to the show that asked you about vinyl, fiberglass, and wood, and you get that a lot.
We do. We know that people really suffered through the winter with some really bad windows, and people are calling for window replacement ideas. And there's a lot of misinformation out there in the market, and people are pretty confused. They think they want to get five or
there's
seven estimates.
Many, there's so many options, Justin.
There are. And there
so
are a lot of companies.
So what is your preferences? Your top window that you prefer?
Well, we're going to talk about that today, a material that a lot of people are not even aware of.
Okay.
Because some of the most common companies that you might see out in the marketplace, they're going to come in with a vinyl window. And sure. That's all they carry. And we want to talk about another option that might be really good.
I'm more interested in that than legally.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me, Joe.
Steve's like, what time does this show start? You got a long opening, don't you?
Actually, what happened, Dave, is I was looking at the schedule that Vanessa sent me, and it said 10:15, Steve Leahy.
Yeah. Okay, well, you just blew through that stop sign. If our listeners want to reach you, Justin, how do they reach you, buddy?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR or 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
All right, and MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
Megapros.com.
We've got a bunch of things to talk about from our listeners.
Are you kidding me? A ton.
A ton
like
of
what?
Things.
Like what?
We're gonna Like, that's a tease. That's what I'm talking. That's how it's done, Leahy. You do that, and then you cut it out, and you go to break. Hit it. Let's get out of here. You're listening to Homes and Homes Chicago on AM 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got Chuck on the line. He wants to convert a powder room into a bathroom.
Oh, real simple. Add a shower.
Add a shower. With a toilet in it.
Just add a shower.
312-981-7200. You are listening to Homes and Homes Chicago. On AM 720 WGN.
Bring who I am. Secret, secret, I've got a secret. Machine or man.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, some MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Chuck, how are you?
Yes.
What's going on, buddy?
Good morning. Chuck. Good morning, good morning. Love your show, guys. Love your show.
Well, thank you. Here's we appreciate deal. You listening, Chuck.
That's nice.
Yeah, thank you. Sometimes. I live in a three-level.
Thank you, Sunshine.
Chuck, you're awesome. You're the caller of the show, Chuck. We're doing dead air after you for the next. I don't think we could get any better than this.
Thank you, Sunshine.
Thank you, Sunshine. What's going on, Chuck?
You guys are too serious. I live in a three-level townhome, and I have a powder room on the main floor, and we're not getting any younger, we've seen the powder room in other units like ours converted to a full bath. Right now I have a sink and a toilet in there. I would rather not have the shower with the toilet inside of it, if that could be arranged. And I have a bathroom above and below the powder room, so I know the plumbing issue would be there. So is that doable? The room measures about 5 by 8.
So bottom line, Chuck, you want to add a shower to that room, right?
That basically, that's about it, yes. Because the stairs, if need be, we got a room right next door to the powder room that, if needed, you know.
So 5 by 8, we should be able to get a 3-foot shower in there. Okay. You said it was done in somebody else's condo?
Yes. We saw there's one for sale few doors down, and they put a big shower in on the whole side of one wall and rearranged the toilet and the sink. And I should have taken a picture when I went in there, but I don't know how in the world they did it. And I asked, and the people that did it aren't doing it anymore. So anyway, it was just something we thought we might.
All right, here, two questions. Is your condo built? Is your floor concrete in your condo?
The basement is, yes, and then we got hardwood floors in the main floor.
Okay.
And
so I'm going to
plywood floor.
Right. So in answer to your question, in that space, in a 5 by 8 foot space, you definitely can get a shower in there.
How much?
Cool.
How much is he looking at?
10,
15?
No, probably 20, 25.
20, 25 grand.
Right.
How bad do you want a shower?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that's to do the whole thing.
Right. No, I understand.
Yeah, you want to put an exhaust fan?
It's an inside room. Would we need an exhaust fan? That might be an issue.
That might be a minor issue. Your biggest hurdle is if you're going to do the whole room. So now you're buying a new vanity, you're buying a new toilet tile,
exactly.
The whole thing. Right. So you're going to spend... Exactly. 25 grand easy.
And I'm gonna make a recommendation, because I did my bathroom shower in my condo. A scold guard.
Okay.
A scold guard in the, on the shower, because when the person that put it in put the wrong shower head in and didn't have a scold guard, so when somebody, I was on a 41 foot tier.
How long ago was this?
This was 1988.
Right. Now all of them are.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, there you go, Chuck. In case you want to purchase...
You try to add to home improvement questions, and you're just not good at it.
In case you want to, like, go retro shower fittings, make sure
get
that...
one without a scald.
Make sure that the retro fitting has a scald guard. I'm just trying to help our listeners out here.
Right.
Cool. Who's answering that? Mega Joe. Mega Joe's giving me this info, correct?
Absolutely, Chuck. No, that last info came from David Hochberg. He's a mortgage guy, and he really knows nothing about remodeling.
Oh, okay, I understand. But the remodeling question was you. Okay,
absolutely,
that's cool.
You could trust it.
He can finance remodeling.
Yeah, he can finance it. How are you going to pay for it, Chuck?
I'm not talking about David.
Probably, Probably a cash.
Good. All right, good.
That's my kind of customer.
That's your kind of customer. Cash. All right, hang on, Chuck. We're going to get you a,
thanks, Chuck.
A Mr. Floyd cleaning product.
And a MegaPros hoodie, if you don't
mind. And you're going to get a MegaPros hoodie. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's get back to tax talk here. Schedule C.
Today's tax talk.
Today's tax talk from our attorney, Stephen A. Leahy. So Schedule C is a schedule on your 1040 that you file if you're self-employed.
Correct.
And the tax, this is fresh in everybody's mind because the taxes were filed. It got pushed back, and they were filed on May 17th, which was Monday of this past week. So all of this is fresh in everybody's mind, and it better be fresh in everybody's mind because the IRS, which you just said, is doubling their workforce of auditors, and they're putting $6 or $8 billion with a B. How much are they investing?
$8 billion.
Okay, so any good business owner will tell you when you invest a dollar, you try to get back 5 or 10 from that dollar, or you don't invest the dollar number one. So if the IRS is investing $8 billion in new auditors, you would think that they would want to get a return of anywhere of 48 to whatever the multiples are, 40 to 48 to, you
very
know.
Very good, David.
Thank you. $56 billion, because you have to cover all the expenses of hiring all of these new auditors.
They always talk about 40 to 1.
Is it 40 to 1?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So they want to collect 40 to 1.
Yeah. And the reason why that is, of course, I think they exaggerate, but that's why they're trying to get money, right? They say, well, look, if you give us the money, we can
get
so much more.
40 to 1 return.
Return. And that's why you got to spend more.
Is there that much money out there of tax cheats?
Well, again, that's what they're talking about. It's called the tax gap again. And it's always been around, they've always estimated around $800 billion, about that. Now they're up to $1.5 trillion, they say it is.
Wow.
And they say that's the tax gap. And they're trying to.
So they're going after
that. Is that true?
That.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Wow, so they're trying to go after that piece of pie. And you have tips after the break.
Yes.
Because we got pushed back because you took so damn long during the first segment, for the love of God.
That was my teaser.
Yeah, well,
I am an attorney,
Yeah, it's not a teaser. You shot your whole thing.
Right.
It's like, oh, I got a lot more, Joe. I got more.
So after the break, you're going to talk about, for our listeners who are self-employed, which is a large chunk of our listener base right now, what they need to do to avoid the colonoscopy that's coming from the IRS during next tax filing period. Because they're going to start auditing these taxes that were just submitted, right? Or if you're on...
next year, because they won't get these people until next year.
Okay, so what you have to do now to prepare to file for next year so you are in compliance to reduce your exposure to an audit.
Exactly.
Okay, that is called a tease, Stephen A. Leahy. Okay?
I'm taking lessons.
For the love of God. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. I got the Jake in my ear saying, go to break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN, and that was a MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. During the noon hour last week, Steve, while I was enjoying pizza, Joe Brand made some disparaging comments about me regarding my therapist. Even though I mentioned it, I said my therapist is listening and I got a gold star. Then Joe comes in and violated my HIPAA laws. And as you know, you're an attorney and I'm hiring you. Can we...
Joe Brand, not me.
No, Joe Brand. Did Joe I say MegaPros?
No,
Joe?
You just said Joe.
Right, because he's got enough legal stuff going on.
Steve, I don't need any.
He doesn't need any more.
Well, let me say, David, I was listening to that and taking notes about this. And I did acknowledge that there was some maybe a violation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. You'd be best not to say anything. Okay, Brand? Just sit there. Rule number one, just don't say anything when you're under investigation by anybody. Can you please play what young buck Joe Brand said last Saturday while I was enjoying pizza and didn't hear it? Go ahead.
What do the Bulls' playoff chances and David Hochberg's respect for his therapist have in common? They're both non-existent.
Okay.
That was actually funnier the second time I heard it.
Okay.
It's like a fine wine. It just gets better with age.
How much can I get out of Joe?
Well, you know,
a car?
I think technically that's not really a HIPAA violation.
Hold on. There's more evidence, counselor. We just found more evidence. So please hold. Go ahead.
The Bulls got eliminated last night while WGN Radio's host will read his shrink's text messages over the air.
Okay, so two violations. Now, I can say it because it's my shrink, and my shrink enjoys the banter on air, and I get a little discount when I see her because she's a little less.
So that's what this is all about.
A little less harsh on me. That's the discount.
Anything David could do to lower that cost, I'm sure, because I'm sure that's a very large.
Am I
violating the HIPAA law now?
I buy I blocks of time. No, you're under my representation. Okay,
actually, it goes the other way.
Okay, whatever. So Joe Buck violated my HIPAA rules. Joe Brand, Young Buck Joe Brand. What type of legal ramifications does he have coming his way?
Well, I think we have to begin the investigation in order to determine it. This is what lawyers do.
Depositions?
Perhaps. That might be in line.
All right, Joe, I hope you've got about 7 hours blocked off.
and there's just nothing to be accounted for the fact that you brought up your conversations with your therapist first. So you just basically opened it up. It was open season once you said that.
I did not give you written authorization.
Well, wait a second. Is that true, counselor?
I'm not going to comment on that particular observation.
I'm right. That's what you mean.
I will not more answer that question.
Right. He needs more research, which means
it cost you $2,500 to figure out if there is a case here.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. You got to pay me 5 G's. All right. Well, I just want to thank you for violating my. That's okay, Joe. I've got elephant skin. I've been told.
No, these are HIPAA, not hippo.
HIPAA, right? Yeah. HIPAA. Sorry. Okay. Well, thanks for the shot there, Joe. I could take it. I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. Clearly, you can take it. I mean, you're taking it so easily right now, and not holding any grudges.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
He hasn't even thought about it since you did it.
Yeah.
Joe.
No.
It's been a week. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to get to vinyl and fiberglass windows, but I want to finish up with the math here. 40, they're going after 320 billion dollars is what they want to get back for their $8 billion investment, because yeah, they're hiring the manpower, the IRS. They're stocking up on bodies and on resources, and they are equipping these IRS agents with the necessary tools to go after predominantly self-employed individuals, because
exactly,
that's what you've seen in your experience doing
exactly
what you're doing as an IRS tax, radio tax mm-hmm expert. Mm-hmm. That's who the IRS goes after, is the small to medium-sized businesses who aren't as savvy on the tax side. So they have to be prepared starting now to correct make sure they're doing what they're doing. So when they file it next year, that's when those are the taxes that,
you know,
the
there's
IRS
a lot of different rules changes that they're trying to do. Now, we just talked about this, the cryptocurrency, $10,000 or more. If you do that, you have to report it. But the big one, and this is what we were talking about on the way here, you know, is about they want all financial institutions to report all income, all deposits in your bank account to the IRS.
That's new.
They haven't done that yet, but that's what they're looking for, and that's what they want. Why do they want to do that? Now, some years ago, there was a rule that they had to send a 1099. For all businesses should send a 1099 to anybody they did more than $600 worth of business with, right? Because what they're trying to do is track the money, right? If you're in business for yourself, you're not paying on a W-2. They're looking for you to report it, and they say, well, they never report it, so that we want to go to your bank account and make sure that you report every dime.
So Joe and Justin and everybody else out there, you might do a job for somebody who's paying you in cash, okay? And you might just deposit that cash, and a business owner might not declare that money.
Correct.
Okay, you know, it's cash. Now they want, and not that anybody on the show is doing that. I'm just saying there's been cases where self-employed individuals that are listening to the show will do a job for a discounted rate for cash, as if, and it just blends in everywhere. Now, if you take that cash, and typically the business owners take the cash, deposit in the bank, mm-hmm, now they want to see records of bank statements. Is that true? Is that what they're going
That's
after?
That's what they're going after.
Are they going after that from the business owner, or are they going after that from the bank?
They're going
report
to the bank.
They're going to the bank.
The bank has to report it.
Here, but Steve, that existed. When you talk about cash, anything over 10 grand.
That's always been.
That's always
not,
been.
Not always, but it, because right, they're going after the drug cash. Dealers. Right? That's what the whole thing
You're
was
exactly
about.
You're exactly right. So in other
drug
words,
dealing.
If you get a customer that insists on paying you $40,000 in cash, which is insane to begin with. All right, you're going to go to deposit that in your bank, and you're going to be there for 2.5 hours filling out paperwork.
Okay, so, but as the recipient of that $40,000, you're supposed to report it. Okay, personally, you're not the bank. You have to file a form. I understand. I would just say, making that clear to people that they have an obligation.
I know you just sound more scary than me. Meaning, I'm saying that those type of rules already existed.
But it didn't exist. It didn't pertain to cryptocurrency, and now it does.
I don't like cryptocurrency.
Well, I understand. I get it. Mm. But that's again. I think it's all a boogeyman. It's just a boogeyman that they're using in order to put these new rules in.
What
in
should order, our listeners do?
What you should do is you should think about how you should structure your company the correct way.
Yes.
So you don't pay the most taxes.
All businesses should do
that. I agree with that.
Right.
Because if you're a sole proprietor, right, you're paying income tax, but you're also paying self-employment tax, and that's so you're paying 45%. So you could cut down on that tax. Again, it's all legal. It's the way it should be. That's why you have
everybody should structure your business like a business.
Correct.
I've got a quick question from John Hanson.
Yes.
You remember John Hanson?
Yeah, sure.
The fill-in host here.
Fill-in?
Yeah.
He was excellent. Are you kidding me, Dave?
No, when I'm not here,
he took the show
in.
Like he was a professional. He's like a John Williams or something.
Now you're making me feel host envy here. Okay.
Exactly. I'm going to talk about a shrink either on the air.
You're going to sue two Joes at one time.
Okay, Joe. Keep it up there. I'll tell you what. Hanson's got deep pockets and better attorneys than I do. No offense. Ask Leahy.
I'm a little offended.
Well, you should be. Ask Leahy, when the heck I'm getting my tax I'm getting my return. It's been processing for 3 months at the IRS. Anybody on the phone.
Love this question.
And he's like, great show. So we're going to come back with that, and then we're going to throw it to Justin after you answer that question quickly.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about fiberglass and vinyl windows. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Radio's on and I'm
moving around the place. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So for our good friend John Hanson, who's taking a long ride right now in his fine automobile. What is taking so damn long for the IRS to process people's tax returns? Our listeners.
Why I like this question is because the commissioner of the IRS was just in front of the Senate and they asked him that question. And he said, we're still processing tens of thousands of 2019 returns. So they haven't gotten to a lot of the 2020. And I could tell you that I have a lot of people that hire me have back returns. They have to do 5 or 6 years. If you have a 5-year-old return, it's not getting processed for a year or longer. And it's all got to do with COVID, all them working out of the house, and also the stimulus money. All that was placed on the IRS, and so they had so much more work and less people to do it, and they're just behind. And how long will it take? I don't know.
Do a lot of 5-year-olds file returns? That was a great joke. You just slipped it right in there. Tip your waiter. It's a 2-drink minimum. 312-981-7200. Did you get it?
I got it right away.
Okay, we'll play it back.
You don't have to.
312-981-7200.
Oh, no, please don't.
Just
on behalf of the listeners everywhere, please don't
precise in my.
You looked at me like, I don't understand what that means. He's like, I got it. I understand. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Justin Bartley, next door and window. Fiberglass, wood, vinyl. Okay, we're in Chicago. We have gigantic temperature swings. What's the best temperature? I mean, what's the best weather for the temperature swings? What's the best window to hand? I know. I don't know what's going on. I think.
No, let's start with what, David Hochberg.
Go ahead,
what
Joe.
Do you feel is the best temperature?
What's the best temperature?
Mm-hmm.
I like it hot. So that's a whole other story.
No, like 80.
I like my food. I like my soups hot, and I like my sodas and my iced teas cold.
Great.
So there you go. So when they bring out soup and it's not hot, mm-hmm. like I'm burning the top of my tongue mm-hmm. because I eat it from the top of my tongue, mm-hmm. not the bottom of my tongue, because mm-hmm. it's tougher mm-hmm. and you could drown.
Sure.
If you think about that, it's true. Mm-hmm. So if I get soup that's not hot, I don't know why. Sorry, Justin, we're taking a little detour
vichy
here.
Vichy soir.
So, yeah, vichy soir. I don't know what that means, but fine. I send it back. Yes, mm-hmm. cold soup is vichy soir. I don't like that. 312-981-7200. And I like my matzo balls hot, too. So hot matzo ball soup with a cold Diet Coke, I'm in heaven. Justin, with the temperature swing, thanks for asking, Joe. Mm-hmm. With the huge temperature swings, the houses go through a lot of different types of
shrinkage, expansion,
contraction. Talk to us about the different types of windows: vinyl, fiberglass, aluminum clad. About that.
Well, we have a really nice lady who called us, Joanne, out in Geneva. She has a 2-year-old, really nice townhome there, and built by one of the national builders, and they put, you know, vinyl windows in the home that were probably less than high quality. She called us 2 years in the home, spent 2 winters, and her windows were drafty. She was cold.
2 seasons.
2 years.
In a new home.
She called us for window problems.
Oh, wow.
So, Justin, the actual thermal pane is smaller? Is closer? Like, what is about that window that was so bad? Yeah.
Well, not all vinyl windows are bad, but the quality of the windows she has in her home are not the greatest. Right. And what does happen with the extreme heat and cold, you do get that expansion and contraction. That will compromise the seals over time because it'll distort the vinyl because it's basically a plastic material. And over time, with the changes of the seasons, the expansion, the contraction over time, the window will start to distort, especially on the larger sizes. And you can get compromises in the seals of the windows.
So if she was going to upgrade that window, she could upgrade in a vinyl class.
Well, she called us and she didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to know, why is this happening? What is a better solution? And when we talked to Joanne, we provided her information on fiberglass windows and some of the benefits of fiberglass over vinyl. Well, some of the benefits would be fiberglass material is going to be 8 times stronger than vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So with expansion and contraction, that material is going to stay true with the, you know, on the 95 degree days or on the when it's 20 below.
What are
that material just stays more stable than the vinyl material, so you don't get that expansion and contraction.
What about the cost differential? Is there a big cost differential or no?
The fiberglass windows are going to be maybe 10 to 15% more on average than the vinyl window.
Okay.
But the expected life is much longer for the fiberglass window. Some of the other benefits, when you have less expansion and contraction, we've all maybe had windows where you get fog in between the panes, mm-hmm. and that's a broken seal. That can happen over time because that's a double pane glass. And from all that expansion and contraction through the seasons, that seal that holds the two panes of glass together can be compromised and you get moisture in between the glass. So that's going to be more common in the vinyl windows. Another benefit of fiberglass in the strength is they can make the frame material more narrow so that you maximize the glass view. Some of the vinyl windows out there are very boxy, and you put that window in, and you're seeing a lot of vinyl, and you're seeing less glass.
Mm-hmm.
So another benefit of with the strength of fiberglass is you get just a much better view, more glass area.
For an additional 10 to 15% investment.
10 to 15% investment.
That's not bad. I actually, a while ago, fiberglass were a lot more than vinyl. Is that true?
Maybe at one time.
Yeah.
I think the price
so
gap
that's
has...
Kinda, that's kind of... You know, Justin, it's nice to talking to you when you're not on the microphone. You're more relaxed, you know?
Thanks, Joe. Right.
So lighten up. And
I mean, that's your reminder to lighten up, to sound less
just
robot.
Lighten up, and we're just talking in my garage. Do you know what I'm saying?
But if our listeners want more information about it, how do they reach out to you?
Call 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or 1-800-NEXTDOOR.com. we'd be happy to come on out and we can show you the differences between.
And you're
going to
talk really. You're going to be fun when you talk. Like when
always,
you go to the house.
Try to make it fun.
You're the best.
Do you have it in supply or is it still backordered?
Lead times are extended. It's taking about 12 weeks.
12 weeks now.
If you order today, we're installing in about mid to late August.
All right, that's actually not bad. Somewhere around 16.
All right, we got to hit a break. We got news at the top of the hour. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Homes from Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
We're going to take real soon.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Rose Pest Solutions, Joe Cotton Ford, Attorney Stephen A. Leahy, and Next Door and Window. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We are joined by a expert in the automobile and truck industry. We have to bring him up. That's called live radio. How are you, Tracy Kahn?
Terrific. How you doing, David?
Good. I will tell you, I first heard about the chip shortage from Tracy Kahn in studio, what, about 3-4 months ago, Joe?
I think you're right.
Is that about right there, Tracy? About 3-4 months ago, you...
That is exactly right. Yeah, it was the end of January, beginning of February, and of course, it's gotten much worse since then, but here we are.
I had no idea what he was talking about a chip shortage, because I had not heard of it. And of course, Tracy, it's like me saying, oh yeah, what's wrong with you? Rates are down in the twos, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the layperson doesn't know if you're not paying attention. Tracy's in the eye of the storm. I'll tell you what, Tracy, we sold, I got to be careful, it's my wife's car. We sold my wife's car, as you know, because I called you to get a quote, $20,000 more for my wife's car than it would have been, because I called Tracy, I said, Tracy, I'm getting an offer this. Can you match it, right? Because I wanted to give Tracy last look, right? He's a friend. He's sponsored, you know, an expert on the show over here. And he's like, if you're getting that, sell it, right? And 20 G's above book value because there was a shortage of Lexus SUVs, right? My wife drove a Lexus LX 470, whatever the hell it was, from 2017 with 50,000 miles. And the dealer that we got her new car from gave us $20,000 more than book. That's how crazy it is. And as you pass by all the car dealerships now, there is, I mean, you could see through the parking lot because they're trying to park the car sideways now in order to make it look...
Fill it up
instead of going vertical. Instead of going horizontal, they're going vertical to make it look like they've got cars. Tracy, is that getting any better, buddy?
It's not yet, but it should start getting better in June. We're actually moving a lot of our service cars up to the front so people see cars there, so I don't think we're going out of business.
Yeah.
But it's not better yet.
It's crazy. You've got a huge event coming up. Are you still... I know it was on the docket. Is that still going to be going down now with the commercial open house that you're having?
It is. It is. Governor Pritzker ever so graciously allowed us all to assemble again. And so we are going to have our commercial event on June 5th from 10 till 2, and we'll have 16 different upfitters here. So typically to get together with that many different upfitters, you have to go to Vegas or NTEA, which is National Truck Education Association, to get together to see all these places in one venue. We'll have them all here, and there will be 16 of them, and we'll be able to answer any questions anybody has. Most of them are bringing trucks, so we'll actually have a decent display this year. But this is our 5th annual, and it is on. It was touch and go for a long time here, but last year we had to cancel it.
Joe, upfitter, go ahead.
We are doing it this year.
Excuse me, Trace. What is an upfitter?
An upfitter is somebody that takes the existing truck and does things, as you well know.
Oh, no way. That's cool.
They'll put bins and racks or shelves or ladder racks or whatever in your van or your pickup truck. And a lot of these upfitters that are coming to this one, we actually have what's called a cabin chassis, which is a pickup truck cab but there's no bed on the back of it, and these upfitters put special bodies on the back of them. We have one guy coming from a roll-off company, and you can actually roll on a dump body and then roll that off, and then you can have a flatbed or whatever else you might want so that you can switch bodies for different applications.
Let me ask you a question, Trace. If our listeners wanted to order trucks today for when this chip shortage ends, can they do that? Are you taking orders on new trucks? If they come out to this event on the 5th and see a truck that they like and they want to put an order in, number 1A, can they place an order? And 1B, what's your best guesstimate that the factories are going to be able to deliver that truck to your facility so these upfitters can put the equipment on that is going to be on display on June 5th?
So if you were to order a truck today, you would be ordering a 22 model because it's not going to be built until probably July or August. So we're pretty much done with the 21 model year. We're going into the 22s. If you order it now, you would probably see the truck, the chassis itself, in August, possibly September. And then if we order the body at the same time, they'll coincide because they're about 12 weeks out right now for a body. So by the time you get it assembled and put back together, it would be it'd probably be September, October time frame. So you could still get it in and get your Section 179 right off bill. It's a good time to do that, actually.
And the reason I'm asking, Tracy, is because the companies, the self-employed individuals that Steve was talking about earlier that file with Schedule C and need to call Steve to make sure you're doing stuff right this coming year to make sure you reduce your risk of audit next year, are still busier than all get out, right? And they need the equipment, and they still need the equipment. Joe,
that's Mega. Trace, you were looking for a van for Mega. I mean, it is a shortage.
That's crazy.
It's everything short.
It's crazy.
Tremendous shortage. As I said before, it's not like we call free to lay and get all the chips we need. We have to wait until they're produced. And so consequently, they're not building the vehicles without the chips. So it really put a kink in the whole system. It's been about a 5 or 6 month, when it's all said and done, delay on all of the vehicles. But hopefully by this fall and going into the November, December time frame, when a lot of contractors buy their commercial vehicles before the end of the year, hopefully we'll have a decent supply at that time.
So where, I'm sorry, Joe.
I do want to mention, Trace, you're staying alive and healthy in business because your service is so great, right? Your service department is real active.
Yes, our service department is extremely busy right now with all the contractors, as you know, Joe, and several of the others. You're so busy that the hardest thing is keeping up with the maintenance and repairs on your vehicle. So we've been working weekends, we've been working nights, just trying to accommodate the contractors who are so busy right now.
And the other thing, side of that is, for all the contractors out there that are trying to what is wrong with me today?
I don't know, David. Slow down. Relax. All right. I'm like a radio coach today. I told you to lighten up, and now I can...
Okay, I'm ready now. I calm down. For all of the contractors out there and the self-employed individuals that are wanting to replace their fleet and can't replace their fleet, then they're
better maintain them.
You better maintain them.
That's right.
Because it's going to take you till October to replace those trucks, okay, and get them fully equipped to put them on the road. Mm-hmm. That's why a service plan is critical, because a lot of the trucks that are rolling today would have been in a normal market. They would have been put down and parted out and sold off as used and brought the new in. These guys and gals that own these companies can't get new equipment.
So true.
It's just the way it is.
You're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right. I can't tell you how many trucks we're seeing now with 150, 200, 250,000 miles on them. And it's because the people are taking care of them. And for the people that don't,
All right, we got Joe in Wonder Lake that wants to make a comment. I guess you helped him out in one way, shape, or form. Joe, welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago, buddy. How can we help you?
Thanks. I just called in to say what a great experience it was dealing with you, David, and Tracy. My wife called the last time Tracy was on a Saturday. We had a used cars for sale with 200,000 miles on it. Tracy showed up at my house on Tuesday and came back with a check on Friday, and his son to drive it away. All I had to do was pull off the license plate and sign the title, and I was done. One of the smoothest smoothest deals I ever made. It was just awesome to be a part of that. Not to mention, he gave me way more money than I thought I was going to get for that car with 200,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And it was just great. And so I thought I'd call, say hi to Tracy. I also know just a little bit about this chip shortage. I'm in the automotive manufacturing business. And my understanding is the Chrysler plant in Belvedere is supposed to open back up on Tuesday. They've been closed because of the chip shortage, not producing anything. And they're supposed to come back up on May 24th.
That's absolutely true. A lot of our factories are about to open. A lot of the Ford factories are opening the Tuesday after, which will be June 1st, the Tuesday after Memorial Day, 10 days from now. The Ford factories will be opening up, like the right in Chicago here, and in the pickup truck factories and so forth. But you're right. Everything is starting to come together. But, hey, Joe, I just wanted to tell you what a great experience. Love talking to you in your life. And this is still going on. We're still buying vehicles. And I love meeting people. I love meeting the listeners like you and your wife and many others that I've met along the way. And it's actually been a lot of fun.
Hey, Joe, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. And, Tracy, real quick, we got a texter from a listener. What's the cause of the chip shortage again? Why are we having so many challenges with these chips in 10 seconds or less, buddy?
Okay, it's twofold. Part of it was we didn't order enough chips during the pandemic. Secondly, there was the wafer board factory that makes the wafer boards that the chips go on. They had a fire there, and that caused a lot of delay as well.
All right, and the event for the commercial vehicle owners with the upsellers is going to be at your facility. What's the location? What's the date? What's the time again? Okay, hang on. We got to bring them back up. I'm sorry. One more time, Tracy. We accidentally got cut off there. Oh. What's the date of the event? No, the time and the location.
It is. Yes, we are at Gary and North Avenue in Pearl Stream, and it will be on June 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So, free food, drinks,
giveaways,
everything.
Oh, free food.
I would like to go to that, and I'm sure my guys would.
Yeah, no, there's going to be a ton. It's going to be a ton of interest in that. Is there a website our listeners could go to get more information, Tracy?
Yes, go to JoeCottonFord.com.
JoeCottonFord.com. All right, thanks for calling in, buddy. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Phone line, text line, photo line, 312-981-7200, sponsored by Mega Pros. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Kathy had called about a half hour ago, and we told Kathy she was patiently waiting on hold that we would call her back because I knew we had some other programming in front of her, and I didn't want her to wait. So thank you for holding on for so long, Kathy. You have a two-part question. Fire away, my friend.
I do.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me back. My husband and I live in a tri-level. We bought it when it was a year old. We've been in for about 50 years. On the upper level, where the three bedrooms are, we have a bathroom with a sink, toilet, and tub. The tub is on the long side of the outside wall, and it has a window on that. If we converted that tub to a shower, would we still be able to keep a window there?
Yes. Yes, no problem at all, Kathy.
Okay. Second question. On the lower level, by the family room, we have a small bathroom with a sink, toilet, and a 3-foot square shower. My husband needs a much larger shower to get a built-in bench. We have a laundry storage room kind of attached to that. We'd have to break through that wall in order to enlarge that bathroom. Is that worth it for a house that's 50, 51 years old that we think is valued somewhere like $220,000 to $260,000.
So, where do you live? Where do you live?
Tinley Park, Illinois.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
How much do you own in your home? How much you own your home? How much you got in your bank account? What's your credit rating? Kathy, you're talking to Joe from MegaPros now. Is it worth it? Do you mean, are you going to get your money back on the improvement? I would not know that. You know, but it sounds more of a necessity for you.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So you could check with a qualified realtor, which we know a lot of here, to see if you're going to get your money back. I couldn't answer that.
Yeah, you know, Kathy. I'm sorry, okay. Joe. I'm sorry, Justin.
May I change the question a little bit and say, what about how much would it cost to do that downstairs bathroom, breaking through the wall?
So if you're going to break through that wall, and then I'm picturing I would just take another maybe 2 feet out of your laundry room.
Yeah.
I'm saying that shower conversion, if you went with a very, very simple acrylic. Are you telling me to move?
No, get closer to the mic.
If they're all
he's coaching
time.
You.
Yes, but if you went with a simple acrylic install, you could probably pop that shower in there for $12,000 to $15,000.
Oh, that's cheap. Okay, well, that's wonderful to hear.
So hang on, Justin. You wanted to add something?
Kathy, I wanted to mention you had asked about return on investment, and Joe wasn't sure, and. If you go online and search for the cost versus value report 2021, that's published every year, and it's done through research of realtors, and they survey realtors and they ask what the return on investment is for all the different home projects. So you can actually look up, you know, if you're in the Chicago area, they do it by region. You can look up Chicago. You can look at what an average, you know, bathroom remodel cost and what the expected return on is when you go to sell the home. It's really helpful.
And the reason I asked where you lived is because what Joe said with the realtor, and Justin just said, you know, realtors know more about what the resale value is after coming in and seeing it. And we could get a realtor from the Amy Kite team out there because she handles Tinley for our show, and they could evaluate your home where it is today, and then if when Joe comes in and does the work, what it would be after, right? If you did the two bathrooms, how's that, Kathy? Does that sound good?
That sounds excellent.
Okay, well, we're going to put you on hold, send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, and we're going to take a quick break here as well. Just a little shout out for all of our listeners out there who want to take advantage of and use and experience Mr. Floor Cleaning products. You could go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGN promo code, and get a discount on your first offer. Coming back out of the break, Gary Novell's on hold. We have something special for Gary. And also, I want to put a shout out for all of you business owners. Stephen A. Leahy threw the gauntlet down. He's like, when I'm on Karen Conti's show, the phone lines light up for an hour. I'm on this show. I don't get any calls. So if you're a business owner wanting some advice from Stephen A. Leahy how to avoid the IRS, because now we got the Karen Conti throwdown challenge.
Who did he say?
Karen Conti. She's on Sunday night. I get a better response when I'm on Karen Conti. The phone lines never stop ringing.
Actually how you would sound if he said something like that.
That's exactly what he said in the tone, and Joe Brand will back me up.
Whoa, I'm thinking we could sue him now.
That's why I'm calling Joe Brandon. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I got to drop that. That's you having fun over there? I'm sweating.
Live radio's great, David.
312-981-7200. Meant to hit
you. Haven't done that in the whole time I've known you. I don't know what you did.
It's Stephen A. Leahy's fault. So. And the last time it happened, Stephen was in here. You see a trend?
Yep.
I'm just telling you.
I do see that. Mm-hmm.
Bad things happen when Stephen A. Leahy's on here. It's not the Karen Conte show. I get more calls on a law show than I do on a home improvement show.
On a Sunday night?
On a Sunday night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine, Steve.
That's perjury.
That's fine. 312.
You perjured yourself.
Download the Uber app and the Metro skip. 312-981-7200.
I'll pay for gas on the way
No,
home.
you're not getting 10 feet from my car. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo lines. Gary Novell is on the line. How are you, Gary?
Pretty good, David. How are you this morning?
Oh, tremendous. Everybody's like, what happened to Gary? Where's Gary? What's going on with Gary?
I thought you guys didn't link each other.
No, I love Gary. Gary told me everything.
I told Gary you loved him.
I love Gary. What's there not to like about Gary?
I know. That's why
Gary.
I was disappointed.
I just had a client call and tell me how great Gary was.
Gary Novell's awesome. 630.
Did you ever have anybody call you and tell you how David Hochberg was?
Oh,
great?
All the time. Are you kidding? It's usually David.
It's me calling him.
That he calls you.
I changed my voice. Hey, do you know you?
you send me that guy, David Hochberg. He's a great guy.
He's great.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I called John today, Gary, because it's your birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
And
thank you.
We haven't spoken to you in a long time, and everybody's like, is Gary still alive? Is he okay? Is everything great?
I spoke to him. You're the only one that has.
I know. I'm the only one that hasn't spoken to Gary. Mm-hmm. But it's your birthday, and we wanted to call to wish you a happy birthday and to thank you for all the wonderful advice that you give and have provided to all of our listeners. So there you go.
Well, thank you, David. I still do give that advice. I just want you to know that.
I know you do.
With or without you.
With or without me. And we send everybody that calls from the show and to our team at Team Hochberg over to Gary. And the offer's still there. If you're credit challenged and you want help enhancing your credit, you go to Gary. Show that you want help. Make an investment in yourself. Put the money on the table to get the help. And when Gary enhances your credit, because he will, if you do what Gary tells you to do, when you come back to Team Hochberg, we will credit you back Gary's fee.
Gary's fee is how much, Gary?
It's $400 for one person, $700 for a couple. It's a flat rate. Takes 2 months or a year. That's what you pay. No hidden fees, no monthly fees like other companies charge.
That's what I love.
That's what it's way too cheap, but that's what Gary likes to do. He likes to give his service away for free.
No, he stays through the whole thing.
No, I'm joking.
For
you
no
know,
extra
he,
money.
He, from the beginning to the end until mm-hmm. your credit is done. And
you don't have to be rich to have good credit, David.
Right, and it doesn't matter what color skin you have or what religion you have or where you're born. It's your payment patterns. It's how you pay and how you handle your debt. And some people, unfortunately, have gotten crushed over the past 16 months mm-hmm. because they didn't have enough income coming in and had to live off their credit cards, and maybe they missed a credit card payment here or there. It's not their fault that their company knocked them from 40 to 20 or 40 to 15 or knocked them out totally.
I mean, well, you're right, David. Over the past year, people have been, you know, the balances on credit cards are increasing, so people's credit scores are going down as that debt utilization goes up. But then you've got those other people that were still working all this time. They were able to pay down all their credit cards because there was nowhere for them to go, nowhere for them to use. So those people paid down their credit cards. Those scores went up. Now they're out there shopping around and buying their toys and going on vacation. So they're using their cards again. Now their scores are going back down.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, buddy, how do they reach out to you?
630-624-9557. Nowadays, everything starts with credit, so it's very important you get your credit strong. 630-624-9557.
Are you available? Are you single? Are you still dating? I mean, what are you doing?
Me and Marla are still going strong, David.
All right,
thanks to me. I had a lot to do with that.
Yes, Joe, we have a big thank you for you. That's coming right. up.
And I thank you for my 1,500 credit score.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, well, you don't add all three of them together, Joe.
I always carry that 1,500.
If you've got 1,500, you know,
every time
all
I've got to me about credit scores, you're my example because you've got the highest scores of any one of my clients that I ever had.
Shabam. How about that, Hochberg?
Phone number real quick, Gary.
630-624-9557 for the absolute honest and correct answers to your questions. 630-624-9557. There's no charge for a phone call.
Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
everybody. Nice talking to you again.
312-981-7200. Paul in Lake Villa, we've got something special for you coming up after the break. And we're going to throw it over to Justin, too, because you've got financing opportunities, which nobody knows about, that we need to talk more about. Because if you want to replace windows, we have a text message here from a listener. 32 windows that this young lady, I think she's in her 80s, she said, from Orland Park, wants to replace. That could be a major investment, and there's ways to finance that. Very competitive financing rates that we're going to address, and you're going to dive deeper after the break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone, text, and photo line, sponsored by MegaPros, is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. And please call 312-981-7200 with all your legal questions so Stephen A. Leahy gets more calls from our listeners than he does when he's on Karen Conti's show every once in a while.
He's a perger.
I know. Well, it's Stephen A. Leahy. He's like, man, that first hour went really slow. I'm like, yeah, because you dragged it through the mud for the first 12 minutes.
Plus, he was the only one talking.
I know. 312-981.
I like it that way.
I know you do. That's why your wife travels a lot. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we throw it over to Justin with financing, Paul's been waiting for a long time from Lake Villa. And like we do on every show, we answer our listeners' questions. Paul, you have a question about a furnace?
Yeah, I bought a house last year, and when you go down the basement stairs, the furnace and water heater are right there about 3 feet into the room, in the middle of the room. So I was wondering what it would cost to move it and then also get air conditioning for the house.
Rich Dykstra from Dykstra Home Services is on the line. Rich, you called in. Thanks for calling in. You handle Lake Villa, correct?
Yes, we do.
All right. So Paul's got a furnace and a water heater in the middle of his basement. What's it going to cost? What type of investment is he looking at to move that into an area that's not taking up his basement?
Does the furnace vent out the sidewall or does it go into the chimney? Right now it goes into the chimney, but it's only 5 years old, so I think it could vent out. No, it can't. It can't because it uses plastic pipe. The high-efficiency ones use a PVC plastic, and those are easy to move. You know, like if you want to get it off to a side wall, you can do it because it just vents right out the wall. You're restricted to wherever your chimney is at. We have to stay relatively close to that to vent the furnace out. And then you have the ductwork. You know, if the ductwork is running down the middle of the basement, we'd have to tie that in. You'd have to soffit that out if you're going to finish it.
So here's okay. What you need to do, Paul. Can you? I'm going to hook you up with Rich so you could send him some pictures of your basement, okay? And then he'll come up if there is a solution, he'll come up with one. Okay, buddy?
You bet. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for both of you for calling in, and hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Paul. 312-9.
Well, I get one too, David?
Yeah. You get one as well. It's an empty plastic bottle, Rich.
Thanks,
don't push it. Don't push it, Rich. You're not even on the show. We had you call in. Now you're pushing for a Mr. Floor. You see, this is what you did. I mean, you're turning into Leahy over here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Also go to WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. 630 Justin. And the reason I asked about financing is because of this text. House is almost 16 years old, 630 texter. About 32 windows in the house, all the same size. Texter wants to know, how can I tell if they are vinyl versus fiberglass? So that's the first question. How can this texter from 630 tell the difference between if they have fiberglass or vinyl windows?
Well, it's not always really easy to tell, but one giveaway would generally be if you look at the miter, like where the horizontal and the vertical pieces of the frame meet.
The corner.
If it looks like there's a weld line there, then that would be usually a giveaway that it's vinyl. Like when they weld the windows, it looks like an ooze out in the corner, and that would be a sure telltale sign that it's vinyl. The fiberglass window would have a really clean just butt joint like you would see in a wood window. You wouldn't see that weld mark. So that
Steve,
would be a way to tell the difference.
He said butt. I knew that would get you. Okay, here's the other part. When should I plan on replacing these windows? 16 years old.
Well,
15 years.
Hopefully, they will last another 16 years. It all depends on what problems you're having with the windows. If you're noticing lots of air drafts, you're uncomfortable in the winter, the rooms are freezing cold, you could feel air blowing in, or you have moisture or fog in between the panes of glass, those would be signs that it's time for replacement. Some windows last 20, 30, 40 years or more, and others, as we talked about earlier, she got 2 years out of the window. So
crap
hopefully,
when they're installed, right?
Hopefully you're going to get 20 years or more out of the windows.
Here's it's like seven parts to this question, but they're all great questions that I think are applicable to other listeners. Also, is there anyone I could call to clean the glass? Not necessarily to clean, not glass necessarily, but I see some mold around some of the windows. Does that mean that they are leaking? Mold around windows, window boy. What does that mean?
Well, I think generally that means there's excessive moisture around the windows. Naturally, there's a lot of moisture at the windows from from the outside with rain and snow and other things that can happen. On the interior, if it's near water sources, generally in the shower, if it's by the kitchen sink, there's a lot of moisture there. And if that doesn't dry, that moisture will turn into mold over time. So I would say, you know, turn down your the humidity in the home in the winter time when it gets 10 degrees or less. You do want to turn down the humidity, because if there's too much moisture in the home, the air cannot hold that. It's going to collect on those cooler surfaces like windows, and if you don't dry that out, that moisture could turn to mold. So I would really look at the moisture levels in the home to make sure that that's healthy.
So it's not a sign of leaking?
Not necessarily.
Or canopy.
It could be. It could be. If there's water leaking from the outside in, then that's going to be a source of moisture, and that could be problematic as well.
Okay. They appear to be double pane, but have not seen any fogging. What does that tell you?
If you haven't seen fogging, then that would tell me that you don't have a broken seal in the glass itself. It doesn't mean that there's not air gaps or leaks around the perimeter of the frame of the window. But if you have mold growth around the window, then there's a good chance there might be some water leak somewhere, and that's probably something that should be addressed.
And here's the most important part of the text. Love the show. There you go, Joe.
I'm starting to.
I know. Takes a little. It's like
starting to, Steve.
It's like getting a plane off the runway, Steve.
I get more calls than you do.
Yeah.
I wish I could think of that humidity tool that Igor Morocco is talking about.
It's a hydrometer.
I know it's got four syllables, but I can't remember.
Hydrometer.
Hydrometer.
Yeah.
Hydrometer.
It's not a big lawyer word.
Right. You want us to say it over and over again?
Yes. So.
Hydrometer.
I like when Igor Morocco says it.
Okay. Hey, please get Igor Morocco on the phone so we can satisfy Steve's
Steve,
needs.
I get more calls. Me and Justin over here get more calls than the lawyer.
Hydrometer.
Does that mean?
312-981-7200. All business owners. Shout out to business owners. No, but I think it's important for business owners to understand, because we have a lot of business owners that listen to the show, that if you don't prepare yourself, the IRS is stacking their bench to come after you. Okay? It is no secret. It's out there. They're going to invest $8 billion to come after you, and they're doubling their staff to do more audits. So if you're not preparing yourself, just like I am forecasting that foreclosures are going to go up and short sales are going to go up, because we've already seen the background of it, and at the end of the year, and you might not believe it, but it's going to happen. And come July 1st, if you're behind, they're going to start foreclosing on you, because they can, because the CARE Act has been lifted. Steve is telling you, if you're a small business owner, you better call him to get advice. You'll have a cup of coffee with somebody, correct?
Yeah.
And walk them through to make sure they're prepared.
I also want to mention, though, because when you're in business for yourself, you know, if you're having problems with your business, and then you're having problems with your mortgage company, and then you're having problems with your credit card company, and then you're having problems with Illinois State, these are the people that I help the most, right? When they have more than one problem, not only IRS problems, but these other problems, because we do loan modifications, and we help people in foreclosure, and we help people file bankruptcy. But sometimes you don't have... Sometimes you need a mixture of those things. Sometimes you can avoid all of those things, right? But again, it's all about planning.
312-981-7200. Financing options, Justin.
Yes. Window replacement can get expensive, especially if you're going to replace 32 windows. We want to make it really easy for you. We have a few different plans available, starting at a year with no interest and no payments.
No payments. Wow.
No interest and no money down for 12 months. We can go out to 18 months with a minimum payment. And then we have some low interest options as well. A 799 if you need 5 years or more to pay off your project.
Phone number,
1-800-NEXT-DOOR. 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
All right. 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com. You haven't listened.
Oh, that's cool.
You haven't listened to Home Sweet Home Chicago. It's like 56 David and 56David.com. You've been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. You can go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, podcasts, download podcasts of previous shows, see videos of previous shows. We've got the first responder spotlight with the sheriff from Kendall County coming up after this break.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Rose Pest Solutions, Joe Cotton Ford, Attorney Stephen A. Leahy, and Next Door and Window. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. See, Joe, you know I like to spin because this body was built to work out.
Obviously.
It goes without saying. Steve got in the car. I was still sweating after I showered. That's how extensive.
Why do you want that? Why don't you just drive here? Like, why do you go through all this?
Because it's therapy for Steve.
Yeah, I like to drive with David. We talk.
So this was the song because the owner, Julie Hafner, likes to promote that I'm on the radio and everybody
I like her.
She's great. Mm-hmm. And she was playing this song, and she's like, Hochberg's going to be on at noon. Everybody should listen. It's going to be on at 10 o'clock. Listen, and maybe he'll play this. So I'm like, all right, smarty pants. Send it my way, and away we go. So this is what was playing. I have no idea who this artist is or what this song is. And go ahead there, Jake. Okay, so they play this. I don't know what this is.
For spin?
This is we're doing like an uphill thing going on, and we're grinding, and I'm doing 50 RPMs, and all, you know, listen, there's like 30, 40 people in there, and she's got to make 50.
50's not a lot.
Well, there's RPM.
Yeah.
What, when you got it cranked up there, you could join me any Saturday morning you want, Mister.
50? No.
Okay. I guarantee you, I'll have the Highland Park Fire Department there with paddles, you know, to pick you up off the floor. I guarantee.
Whoa,
you.
No!
And any Saturday you want, we'll have a bike there. Okay,
I am?
I know who you are. Okay. So I'm just saying, she's playing this, and all I got in my mind is this. You know, I'm thinking. Go ahead there, Jake boy. I'm glad he's ready. This is great live. I like the other song that I told you have ready after we played that song. So all I'm thinking is this. Right?
That's cool.
Now I'm jamming.
Yeah.
Right?
Now you're still going 50?
Boston. I'm doing 125.
Nice. RPM. Now you're getting it up.
Right. Thank you, Steve. Chimes in with Boston. So special shout out to the fine owner, Julie Hafner and Jeremy Hafner of Studio Spin. Go to studiospin.com. And Joe, any day.
David, how many miles did you ride?
I do 12 in miles? A 45-minute period. And I lose about 40% of my water weight in my body.
Then you're reading the wrong thing. You're not doing 50 RPMs.
Okay, here we go.
No, you're not.
I'm telling you, I'm doing 50 RPMs.
I'm telling you something's wrong.
You know who knows that? Chief Dwight Baird. Sheriff Dwight Baird. We're bringing Dwight up here. Hold on. You're going to bring up Sheriff Baird from the Kendall County Sheriff Department, Jake? Jake, you all right? You having a seizure in there or something?
He looks pale.
Okay, so we're bringing up Sheriff Baird here, and then we have the owner of the fine establishment, Newark County Kitchen. How are you, Chief Baird?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
I keep calling you Chief because we always have chiefs, and you're the first sheriff we had on, and I apologize for not pronouncing your title correctly, Sheriff. Please accept my apology. If you will.
I accept your apology, and it's quite fine. I used to be the chief of police of Oswego, so
right.
Everything's fine.
So it applies. So I want to thank you, the undersheriff Bobby Richardson, deputy chief Mike Peters, as well as the 123 police and correctional officers, the 14 civilian workers, and the most important, two police dogs of the Kendall County Sheriff Department. How have you guys been handling this whole pandemic and coming out of it, Sheriff?
You know what? We've been following the guidance of CDC and the health department, and we had an outbreak in our jail back in November, early December, but the dedication of the men and women that work in the correctional portion, we were able to mitigate that and keep it under control since then. So we're very blessed out here in the county.
All right, and you when you wanted us to purchase food and for your team from Newark County Kitchen, owned by Tony Leashy, and his son Ari's on the phone. Why did you select that restaurant, Sheriff?
You know what, Newark, Illinois is really just kind of set in time. It's back. It hasn't grown much, but the Newark Country Kitchen, the food is always good, and it's a locally owned, family-run business. And if you ever get out that way,
You got to have their hoagie. It's phenomenal.
All right. We have Tori's son, Ari. From what I understand, Ari, your father's a Greek immigrant. He started the business. He has a very, very thick accent. So you're stepping in and doing the honors on his behalf. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We moved here in 1985 from former Yugoslavia, which is Macedonia now. And as soon as we moved here, about a year after, we were lucky enough to get in the restaurant business. And then in 1990, we opened Newark's Country Kitchen, which at the time it only had about 25 seats. And we learned as we went, and business just kept getting better. We were learning it every day, and until we became really good at it. Now we feed about 100 people. We've renovated three times to accommodate the new business, and we really love it. Newark is an excellent town. It's about an hour southwest of Chicago, and the community is great. And of course, the highway, we get a lot of visitors. And the key is just to prepare good, old-fashioned, homemade food. Everything we do is prepared in-house.
So in addition to the hoagies that the sheriff likes to pound down, so, Sheriff, you go with one or you go with two at a time?
Well, I'm watching my resources. I have to buy new uniforms, so I'm going to go with one now.
So,
good for you.
Good for you. That's tough. I could understand. You have the first one as the pregame meal. You got to get ready for the second one. I completely understand, Sheriff. There's nothing wrong with that. So, Ari,
I have been known to do a takeout.
He's got one for the road, too. Nice job there. You got a roadie on the way home. What other specialties, other than the hoagie that the sheriff likes to pound down, double-fisting, that you've got in there, Ari, that our listeners should stop in and order off your menu?
For breakfast, our skillets are out of this world. Our biscuits and gravy skillet is a big hit. It has a biscuit, hash browns, cheddar cheese, bacon, and gravy. That's one of our biggest sellers for skillet. And for lunch, it's a tie between our meatloaf and our country pot roast. Those recipes all take a couple days to make. And I save all the natural juices and coat them with that. So when you cook it on the grill, you don't need oil or anything. It just coats it with its natural demi-glace.
So, Chief, when you're pounding down the two hoagies at a time and you want to go get the dessert... Chief, I did it again. Sheriff, when you're pounding down the two hoagies at a time and you want to get a little something for dessert, because I know all the police officers and all the sheriffs and all the fine-standing law enforcement professionals have a sweet tooth, what would you recommend at Newark Country Kitchen?
I would definitely recommend the pie, and if you're not in the mood for pie, go with the homemade tapioca pudding.
And I think
God, dude. Tapioca pudding.
Come on, Sheriff.
Man. Meatloaf got to my saliva glands, but tapioca pudding.
Tapioca pudding. Now,
put me over the top.
Would you arrest somebody for choosing the tapioca pudding over the pie, Sheriff? Or is it legally responsible to maybe jump the pie and go with the tapioca pudding right away? Are you breaking any laws,
or both?
Sheriff? Or both? Or would you
but if you take the last portion of tapioca pudding, you may be in trouble because I want it.
That's an offense.
We'll let you know if that happens. We'll call you in.
Don't mess with the sheriff's tapioca pudding. All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you, Ari, what are your hours? Where's your location? Are you taking reservations, or do they just walk in?
We do just walk in. It's a family-style diner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. daily, except for weekends. We close at 3 p.m., and we're right on Route 71 in Newark. You can't miss it once you get to Newark because it's a very small town. Like I said, it's about 60 miles southwest of Chicago, and if you're passing through, it's a diamond in the rough. We have customers from all over the country, and they can't believe how good it is. It's a really good find. And like I said, you don't have too many of these style of diners anymore that are family ran and operated. So as soon as people walk through the door, they can tell they found a special place.
Well, I want to thank you for taking care of the men and women and all the support staff on our behalf at the Kendall County Sheriff's Department. And Chief, you want to say something kind and polite to all of your hardworking staff of the Kendall County Sheriff Department, my friend?
You know, day in and day out, they serve and make me proud. They're very dedicated to the residents of Kendall County and those that visit us. So hats off to you guys and ladies, and just keep up the great work.
And who did you nominate, Chief, for next week's spotlight?
I nominated Chief Jeff Bertner of the Oswego Police Department.
All right, so I could get back to saying chief instead of sheriff. So thank you for that, sheriff. I truly believe
you're going
to
be saying sheriff.
I'm going to call the chief sheriff. Sheriff, thank you for and all of what your men and women of your department do, and the two police dogs. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, sheriff.
And you guys be safe. You have been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, and I was supposed to say during the song, you're supposed to promote love, not war, with the song that played instead of Boston.
I always do.
I know. We always do. It's just standard. Right. Yeah, Julie, we always do. Come on.
We always do.
All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We've got Joseph from DeKalb, Aaron from Northbrook, Valerie from the Northwest Side, and we've got more texts coming in on the MegaPros call text and photo lines. Keep sending in the photos. We got a picture of a dog on a hardwood floor. I don't know what that's all about, but we're going to get to the bottom of it after this. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're still debating 50 miles an hour, 50
RPM.
No,
it's 50. All right, so here, the big news, you should be very proud of yourself, David Hochberg. What did you say?
I woke
12
up.
And a half miles in 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, but you're not doing that.
I'm not doing it all at 50 RPM.
50 RPM? No.
We go in short spurts.
I'm sure
like
you
two,
do.
2-3 minutes at a time.
That's another problem. You got that urologist. But here, all I'm saying is that 12 and a half miles in 45 minutes is huge.
Okay.
Okay? 50 RPMs, not too impressive.
630, 50 RPM with high resistance is difficult. Thank
yes,
you, 630.
Yes, of course it
Thank
is,
you.
David, but you wouldn't have... Well, go ahead.
312,
do that and see how long it takes you to do 12 and a half miles.
Take more
like
than 45
7
minutes.
Days.
Valerie, Northwest Side, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Speakerphones on radio are awesome. Can you pick...
Yes, it helps because I can do other things while I was waiting for you.
Okay, we'll get closer to the speaker then, please, because we're getting an echo.
Okay, how's this?
Perfect.
Is this better?
You're awesome. Yes, ma'am. You got a linoleum floor question
she
for Joe.
She's going to smack it.
I know. She's going to...
Yeah, I have an old brick colonial that they had put an addition on before I bought it, and the linoleum goes from the kitchen into half the family room, and then half the family room is carpeting.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to get rid of all of this. But my issue is that where they put the addition on, where the door to go outside is, there's a bit of a hump. I don't know what's underneath there. I don't know why the hump is there, okay? And everybody's telling me you got to put in the luxury vinyl planking. It's better for resale. And the linoleum that I have on the floor, I haven't gotten rid of it. I've been here 25 years because it's a beautiful, it looks like parquet flooring. And I've been out to umpteen different stores trying to figure out what to put in here. So I'm looking for what would be good for resale because I'm probably going to sell in about three to five years because I'm retired. And something that's durable for pets. And to solve this issue where I have this hump that's about a quarter of an inch issue.
Okay.
So
hump problems. Go ahead, Joe.
Valerie, two different issues, right? Luxury vinyl plank is what we're putting everywhere right now. We're putting in high-end kitchens. It's working. It's good.
Bathrooms.
It's a very
rooms,
good investment.
Yeah, yeah. It's all over.
So, and it also, it does have some structure to it where you are going to float something out. That hump you're talking about is a transitional hump.
Could it be water damage, too, caused by the hump? The floorboard.
It
underneath?
Could be, but you're describing it where the addition was put on. Is that right, Valerie?
That's correct. It's where the doorway was to go outside.
Right.
Because I grew up with nothing but construction guys, so I can tell that's where it's at.
I can tell you grew up with construction guys too, Valerie. Just the way you throw your words around. Do you know?
Does lawyer being a help?
Yes. All right, but all I'm saying is that hump, that transition, that can be taken out by a good carpenter. Whatever's creating that hump can be removed and then floated out prior to the install of a vinyl plank.
It says Northwest Side, Valerie. What town are you in?
I am at the very border of Chicago near O'Hare Airport, so I'm not that far away from Mr. Floor.
Yeah, you're over by Cumberland, right?
Oh,
over
good
by
there? Point. Yeah. Mr. Floor would...
By Harlem.
Yeah, Harlem. Yeah, sure. I know where you're at. You're over by the Jewels over there. I got you.
And Valerie, you know, he has a... He's got a... The Jewels. Do you understand why people make fun of you now?
I know.
Oh, your whole life. That's why you had that psychotherapy.
I'm a Chicago thing. Right. That's the way it should be.
That's the way it should
be. The Jewels.
Both of them?
Valerie.
The French room?
Valerie, you're not far from... Valerie, you're not far from Mr. Floor's showroom.
In Skokie. So, well, is this a Mr. Floor? Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, so...
I also want to put hardwood floors back in the living room. So I'm talking about a pretty big job. I want both done. I'm not going to have them both done at the same time because I can't put all the furniture where it's got to go.
Totally get it.
But I want to deal with one company, one set of installers. I don't want to deal with 17 different people.
Yes, that would be Mr. Floor.
Mr. Floor, yeah. Yep. We'll take Valerie.
He'll do the whole thing, Val.
Listen, Valerie will cut you. If you don't do what Valerie wants...
I can tell. Valerie's got
an anger streak in her. No, this is what I want.
I like it. I'd rather deal with Valerie than...
Valerie, okay? And I'm going to talk on a speakerphone because I can do other... I'm multitasking. So back off. And I got 747s coming over my house every single day, and I don't get a good night's sleep. Right, right.
And Valerie? I got a hump in my floor.
All right, hang on, Valerie. We're gonna hook you up. We're gonna hook you up with a Mr. Floor cleaning product and Mr. Floor. We're gonna introduce you to Igor. So don't move. 312
and a MegaPros hoodie. I want a MegaPros hoodie.
Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm great.
Good job riding almost 12 miles this morning.
845. I got my stats right here.
You said 12 and a half miles.
845 calories. Okay. I got my average.
What? Say that again.
845 calories is what I burned.
Good gravy.
Max mile per hour, 59.4 miles per hour. So I was rocking.
Yes.
I went 11.7 miles, and my average RPM was 136. So I was kicking some
not
major.
50.
Oh my God. You were flying.
I was flying.
Yes.
How to get an IV.
So what's our next challenge going to be, Dave? Are we going to go for 14 miles on our next ride? Are you coming in on Memorial Day with your friend there that we can teach what RPMs stand for on the bike?
Oh. Whoa, teach what revolutions per minute mean to MegaPros Joe?
Right, because when you're at 50 RPM, the amount of tension that you have, that's pretty much running uphill at almost a 90. Like it's a pretty steep uphill climb there.
Take that.
Right. Would I get to 12 and a half miles? I'm not saying that's not hard. Wow, you're calling me out. But that's not what I said.
Doesn't matter. We could call you out any way we want. Aaron, we got to hit a break.
Like a bike club going
845, here. 840, what did I do? Let me see. 846 calories.
I didn't question
you got
that.
It.
That was superstar.
Come out Memorial Day. Come on out. We got 90 minutes for you. You can play all you want.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Aaron. Aaron.
You're welcome, bye.
Aaron's a killer. Joe from DeKalb, we promised to pick you up after the break and take all of our listeners' calls and texts. 312-981-7200 to MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home of Chicago, the best real estate show on the planet, if not the world, if not the universe, if not the entire solar system, on AM 720 WGM.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Best text of the show here, Joe. Two texts.
Which one, David?
630-50 RPM with high resistance. Spinning is difficult.
It's difficult.
And right underneath that one, 815, spinning is hard. Shut up, Joe.
Well, I get it. Everybody's sticking up for you, but they're sticking up for the wrong thing. Your math is bad. The next texter explains how you're not going to do 14 miles.
I attended spin class this morning, 45 minutes, 14 miles. Typical RPM was at 80. If he only did 50 RPMs, he could not have done 14 miles.
That's all I was saying.
Okay.
I'm not attacking you. I'm saying, David, you did a great job.
I'm not bionic here. If you do RPM, which means you got a lot of resistance, you're not doing
it. Doesn't mean you have a lot of resistance. It means that it's a lot of work, meaning you're slowing down.
312-981-7200. Spin talk is over. Joe in DeKalb, how are you?
I'm excellent because I have David Hochberg on the line. I've got a double-tiered question for you in the roundtable, but I first got to tell you, not only do I love the show and a fan of David Hochberg, but your people need to know that your education, your empathy, and your experience give the customer a 100% satisfaction experience. And it's exemplified by the sheer fact that you surround yourself with the round table with like-minded people. And if people were listening to the program last week, they would know that, because Mega Pro Joe went into another contractor's mess up and corrected it for a lady, a freebie that most people just don't do, and was, you know, cool enough to give her the reference and the idea to get it correct in the proper way. And you just don't find that everywhere. So multiple kudos, not only to the Hochberg experience, but to your entire roundtable staff.
Including Stephen A. Leahy?
Not so much so.
Absolutely. Everybody's it's part and parcel. It's a total group therapy session that really helps everybody. It really does, because the interface between all of you really interjects what people need to know, and you guys are honest and sincere, and it really shows. Not on my question, because Hochberg got me a 2.75 mortgage on my 30-year mortgage, I'm going to have the opportunity next year to have a good amount of money every month, like $4,000 extra dollars. And I'm kind of waiting, like Hochberg is, to see if the market goes down. And I'm thinking, seriously, since I could probably make more by buying a house and using it as an income property, if future-wise that would be a good thing to do, because people always need real estate.
Well, I think if you were able to secure a 2.75% 30-year fixed loan 4 or 5 months ago when rates were still that low, we're now in the low threes right now, which, Joe, is historically low, you know, on a grand scale, on a huge macro scale, on a smaller micro scale. Yeah, we're clearly out of the twos, what we are in from November through, let's say, February. But Stephen A. Leahy, from a money standpoint, you know, I know my answer. 2.75% 30-year fixed loan. He's going to have an extra 4 G's coming in for whatever reason. Would you pay off a mortgage, or would you invest it someplace else in other investment vehicles earning more than 2.75? What's your call?
I always like David Hochberg's advice to pay down your mortgage and then get a home equity loan on that, and then use that money. That's what I would do.
Okay. I would not do what Steve did. I would keep it in cash and invest it someplace else. No, that's Steven's way. When I did our financing on our home, I went with an interest-only loan on our new home because I had a ton of equity there, and other people think interest-only loans are bad and horrible, and I really don't care what you think. That's your opinion, right? You could have your opinion. I'm using that money. Hang on, Joe. I'm going to answer your question.
Excuse me, David.
Yeah.
I think we might have misinterpreted Joe's question.
No, Joe.
No, you're right. You're both right. I just had one other part of that question. I'm looking to probably invest in another home as a rental income.
Right.
Okay? But one of the things I've been hearing advertised, I don't know if you guys are privy to this, but they've been advertising lately on this people coming in and posing as you, and because your stuff is public knowledge, they come and steal your mortgage and take a loan out on it. Is that actually really happening? How does that...
That title lock crap title I've been lock. Hearing about?
Yes.
Yeah,
no, I get this question all the time.
Well, here, I could tell you this. Does it happen? Sure. Should you insure against everything that could possibly go wrong with you? Probably not. Do we have a chance of a car jumping the rails and getting flattened as we're walking over to the car in the parking lot after the show? Yeah. Should be like put armor on ourselves to walk the mile or so or 3/4 mile over the bridge to our cars to defend ourselves against everything that could possibly happen to us? No. Okay, Stephen A. Leahy?
No, I agree with that. And what I always tell people is, if it makes you feel better, then get it. But it's not too many people.
Chances are, no.
Not very much people are going to be able to steal your home that way. And even if they did, that was fraud, and I don't think you'd lose your
home. There's so much safeguards out there. Yeah. I hear this title lock and all this. I hear it all the time, and I wouldn't spend your $4,000 a month buying that, let alone my $5,000 a month, okay, or $4,000 a month. I would not invest in that. And to answer your
question,
yeah, and to answer your question, Steven's got his point of view. He'd pay it off, take out a HELOC. Nothing wrong with that. You could pull the HELOC out, but the rate of the HELOC you're going to pay is going to be greater than the 2.75% he's got on his mortgage. Mm-hmm. So I would keep the mortgage. And if you can't find a financial planner that's going to earn you more than 2.75%, I'll connect you with my guy who's earning me more than 2.75%. Okay? So paying off your mortgage does not make sense, in my opinion.
Not with a low rate.
Not with that low rate. No, I mean, if you called in and said, hey, I got a 6% mortgage because I haven't been able to refinance since I went into this loan 6 years or 12 years or 13 years ago, And you don't have a job and you don't have any income and you can't verify any assets or any type of income and your credit really sucks and you want to pay off the loan faster, that's a whole different question, right? Then I would say maybe take the $4,000 and knock it out and make it go away, or maybe take the $4,000, invest with Gary Novell to get your credit scores up so you could refinance out of your 6-7% loan.
Yeah.
So that's what I would answer. 2.75% 30-year fixed loan that we were able to secure you. You got extra dough coming in. I think paying off your mortgage, personally, it's a bad move.
I have to agree with that.
But there are some people that are averse to having mortgages and just want to pay it off, and there's nothing wrong with that. Right?
That kind of goes back to what you're saying about the insurance with the guarantee that with your title lock. If it makes you feel better,
do it.
Then get it.
You know? I've been doing mortgages for close to 21 years. The number of people I could count that had their mortgage stolen and their house stolen because of a title challenge, I could count on both my hands if my fingers, all 10 of my fingers were cut off, which means none.
There you go. Another honest answer. No, there you
absolutely
go.
Absolutely true.
And I really appreciate it.
Steve?
Again, absolutely true. And even if they got your title, you wouldn't lose your home. Because it's fraud.
It's overstated. Yeah. Right.
And you've got title insurance to protect against that.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be fighting with them.
Right, that's why I asked, because why do you have title insurance and then, these guys are trying to sell you some pig in a poke.
Sure.
You know what, I had to ask somebody that actually really knows, and I knew that if Hochberg didn't know, that the staff there or the round table would know. So I'm totally satisfied again.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Joe. I got to hit a break here. Thanks for calling.
Go ahead.
Sharing your thoughts, and hold on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200.
Cool guy, right?
That's some Mega Pros. Call, text, and phone line. What's
up? Good guy?
Great guy.
I like our listeners.
Great guy.
Except the one that said, shut up, Joe.
I really like that listener.
Yeah, no, you do.
I like that texter. We should invite that texter down to sit next to you during the next show.
Shut up, Joe. Spinning his heart.
We're going to get t-shirts. Shut up, Joe. Yeah. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Yeah. 312-981-7200. That's a Mega Pros. Call, text, photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Home stretch here. 312-981-7200.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Why didn't we get any food?
I noticed
because
that.
Newark County, Newark is like an hour and a half away, and I'm not schlepping to Newark to get sandwiches. So next time, if you want to go to Newark.
A little bit aggravating right now.
Okay, 312-981-7200. And Mr. Geography, Stephen A. Leahy, pointed out to me, Joe, that not every restaurant is owned by a Greek person. And I made the rebuttal that my assistant, Vanessa, said his father has, Ari's going to call in because his father has a thick Greek accent. And then Mr. Geography over here looked up and saw that Macedonia, after I said it, I'm like, I really hope that Macedonia is somewhere within a three iron.
It's actually,
Greece.
They don't even know if it's different right now.
Okay.
Meaning it's that close.
And
then Steve said,
I take that back.
Greece is an island. And it's like, no, it's not.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Geography?
They have islands.
Greek has islands.
That's all.
Oh, cool. So does
can
salad
you get
dressing. That doesn't
on the
mean
phone.
Anything.
Karen Conte, if
it
you're
means
listening,
I'm right. That's Karen what Conte. It means.
312-981-7200, Karen Conte. Karen Conte has a show here on Sunday.
Didn't we wind up suing Schluter when he was on the show, too? It's like we got to sue all the lawyers.
I know. You know, it'll cost us too much money, and nobody would care. 312-981-7200.
Nobody would care.
312, Steve. I'm a child face painter. I do parties and events. I rarely get a 1099. They keep asking for my bank statements. I don't like that.
Who keeps asking? I don't know what that
means. I don't know. Probably.
If the IRS is, if you're not reporting things, I have seen people where the IRS goes and subpoenas your bank account and then looks at your income and determines your income that way if you're not reporting it. I've seen that happen.
No, but I think she's for hire, Steve, and the places that hire her are asking her for 1099.
Why would anybody who hires you want your bank account? That doesn't make sense.
No, but they want your...
your number so they can send you the 1099.
1099, right. So they want your FIN number or whatever it is.
EIN.
Yeah. See, you're good.
What does an EIN stand for?
Employer Identification Number.
Okay, for our listeners that don't know. Justin, lead times on Windows today?
All construction projects, remodeling, everything is being delayed right now due to supply shortages. We recommend if you plan on getting a project completed in 2021 to call now, get pricing, move forward with your projects. For our window projects right now, we're 12 to 13 weeks.
Wow.
So right now, if you bought today, we're installing in late August already. And most folks, they'd like to have their windows installed when it's warm out.
Before winter.
So that window is closing quickly.
Right.
So
see what you did there?
See what he did there, Steven?
Yeah, I like
see
that.
What he did?
That was smooth.
Good.
That was
smooth. Call us now. Have one of our design and energy experts come on out. Take a look at your project. Call 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com. Jill and Victoria are awaiting your call, and we'd be happy to come on out and take a look at your project.
Justin, what you said is so true.
I didn't
is
give
that
it a chuckle.
What you said is so true. Is that so? Right now, it's fine to wait a couple of weeks for your windows or 12. Right in November, you're not going to want to. So you have to get in the schedule now. You have to plan right now.
You got to get it on the. You got to get it on the board right
crunch
now.
Crunch time is the fall. Once the fall hits, people start to get real nervous.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays are approaching. They want to get their projects completed before December. So call now.
You're going to run out of. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry. So.
847, Joe, can anybody on the panel tell me if I might be able to purchase plans to build a yard storage shed approximately 10 feet by 16 feet and tall enough for loft storage with 6-foot clearance below the loft with vinyl siding and a steel roof? Man, 847's dialed into exactly what they want. Yeah. Do you guys design
So if you're
those?
Looking for plant, they're saying they want to look for plans for that shed. You could look online all day long. I mean, they have some beautiful, beautiful plans that you can get.
All right. 312-981-7200 for free.
Yeah.
Tell you what, let's throw Steve, you got a minute before the end of the show. Throw it out there and we'll try to answer it, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Trying to purchase a home up in northern Wisconsin. The seller's realtor said that offers had to be in Thursday at 8 p.m. and then we find out Friday morning that they extended it until Saturday afternoon, and I want to know if that's ethical to do something like that.
Stephen A. Leahy, you're the attorney. You're the closest thing we got to ethics here.
You're not really bound by any offers until they're accepted, so the answer is they can expand it.
Why would they have a deadline to have offers in by 8?
Because they want to get offers by 8 to create a demand and then create a greater demand by extending it out for all those
that
missed
it. Is it right is a different word than ethical.
Is it right? Probably not right, but they haven't sold anything and they can move that yard line anytime they want.
That's right.
And if you keep pushing like you're pushing, they're going to be like, this guy's a pain in the rear end and we're not taking his offer. And you're not getting the house. So I'd stay in your lane there, Steve, and relax. 312-981-7200. Stephen A. Leahy, how do people reach you?
312-664-6649. Go to chicagotaxteam.com.
Justin Bartley, great job today, buddy. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR and 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Hey, I'm going to see you later, too, right?
Later tonight. We
how
got a big event.
That?
And
how
Rich Dykstra just sent the text.
Yeah.
Please tell MegaPros Joe to stop whining. So I think
that is actually that's close to shut up.
I think that might have been his text.
Shut up, Joe.
I think that's the threat now. And you between you and Rich Dykstra,
yeah.
I'm taking Rich Dykstra.
I know you are.
He's shorter to the ground, and he's sturdier.
He's like a little fire plug.
Yeah, he'll rip your throat out.
No.
All right, I'm David Hochberg. You want to reach me during You want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. All the podcasts and previous shows are on WGNDavid.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great weekend, everybody.